This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Wednesday, December 23rd, 2015. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications in the Hudson Valley. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper on the details of the 2016 Columbia County budget. The spending plan was adopted by the full Board of Supervisors earlier in December. Total spending for the coming year is expected to be more than $146 million, a decrease of $1.2 million from the current year. While the tax levy exceeds the 2015 amount by more than $300,000, the tax rate per $1,000 in assessed value will decrease in 2016 by 5 cents. The tax rate has decreased because property values have risen. The average home value in the county now stands at just under $225,000. The county fiscal year runs from January through December. The board will hold its final meeting of the year Wednesday, December 30th. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Charlie Holmes is reporting in the Daily Mail that Friday, December 25th, will bring the first full moon to rise on Christmas morning since 1977. Holmes writes that according to the Metonic cycle, a full moon should fall on the same day every 19 years, but it has been 38 years since the last full moon on Christmas Day. Quote, "It's just a fluke of the calendar," unquote, said NASA's Noah Petro. CBS News reports the full moon will reach its peak at 6:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on December 25th. The phenomenon will not occur again until 2034. The final full moon in the year is known as the full cold moon since it coincides with the beginning of winter.
Patricia Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that the call to arms from Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum could mean higher insurance rates for the county. On December 7th, 4 days after Blarkum's original Facebook post urging residents to carry their guns in public, Ulster County Insurance Officer Doreen Whitney sent an email to administration officials warning that the county's property and liability insurer had concerns about employees bringing their guns to work. The email recommended creating a policy banning weapons from Ulster County workplaces. She said, and I quote, "We need to move on this quickly to avoid potential premium increases in the county's policy," end quote, which she says renews on February the 1st. Ulster County Legislator Ken Ronk disagrees, saying banning employees from bringing guns to Ulster County job sites, quote, "doesn't make county residents any safer, and so far, nobody's brought any proof to me that NYMIR is going to raise its rates, and if they are going to raise our rates, they're not the only game in town," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. New York flags are flying at half-mast on most state government buildings December 23, 2015, in honor of a New York Air National Guard member who died in Afghanistan on December 21st. New York Air National Guard Technical Sergeant Joseph Lim, a resident of West Harrison, was killed in an incident outside Bagram Air Base. He was a member of the 105th Security Forces Squadron, which is an element of the 105th Airlift Wing at Stewart Air National Guard Base at Newburgh, New York.
Today is Wednesday, December 23rd, 2015, and there are public meetings. Today is the fourth Wednesday of the month. With the holidays, you should call in advance, especially to make sure the meetings are still going on. Athens, the village board meets at 7 p.m. at the community center in Athens. Coymans, there's a public hearing about an application from David and Cheryl Salzer for an area variance in Coymans. That is at 7 p.m. And Copic, the Hamlet Revitalization Task Force meeting, is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Hudson, the Common Council, has a legal committee and public works committee meeting canceled today. Hudson Development Corporation meeting is also canceled today. Kinderhook's historical committee meeting meets at 7 p.m. at the town hall. And Philmont, the village board workshop meeting, is at 7 p.m. at the village hall. National Weather Service in Albany says rain is likely today, mainly before 3 p.m. Patchy fog also before 3 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 52, 60% chance of rain today, and patchy fog is also possible tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 39. Thursday, a chance of showers before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain until 4, mostly cloudy with a high near 67 on Thursday. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers with a low around 45. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 55 and a low around 36. You're listening to 90.7 WGXC Acre Catskill Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio.